Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general and business aviation. From home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech, Plain Talk provides informative information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,900 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years' experience in the technology and aviation industries. I'd like to introduce and welcome Natalie Kelly, the founder of FlyGirl, into the Plain Talk cockpit. Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, it's another day in paradise on a severe, clear VFR day here.
Yeah.
So tell the Plain Talk audience about FlyGirl.
Okay. Well, I love to talk about FlyGirl, so this will be easy. You can, I started flying about 4 years ago when I was 43 years old. I had been a stay-at-home mom, and I sort of have aviation in my family. My dad was a Navy pilot, and then he flew for FedEx. And then I have an uncle that flies general aviation. He's flown for over 50 years, and he was really into warbirds and took me flying quite a bit with him. He loved to do formation flying and aerobatics, and I loved it as a kid. I mean, I was probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 when I started flying with him. I never flew with my dad, but I knew that what he did was pretty cool because, when I grew up in a small town, he was from a small town, and whenever he would visit, he was just, everybody just flocked to him and wanted to talk to him about airplanes. So I knew flying and airplanes was a really cool thing kind of from early on. And that I got the exposure to it from my uncle was great. So it was kind of like this dream that I had from the time I was little that I wanted to fly and I wanted to be a pilot. I just didn't know when that was going to happen or to what extent. So fast forward, you know, I go through school. I never really thought like being a pilot professionally wasn't something that really appealed to me. I kind of liked what my uncle did and flew for fun and went on trips and things like that. So it was kind of my ideal. But I got married, you know, I had started having kids and life moves on, but it was still this thing that I would talk about occasionally and this dream that I had that I wanted to do someday. So about 4 years ago, we had some problems in the family with one of my sons was struggling in a lot of ways. And it really was a very tumultuous time in our family. And I remember going to look for this bucket list that I created in 1999, and I could see it in my head. And I kind of knew where it was, so I went looking for it one morning. I was in my pajamas and looking through a scrapbook and found it, and it was just bucket list 1999. And I remember looking through it and kind of checking off things that I had done and accomplished and what some, you know, my husband and I had created it. And it was nice to feel like, okay, you know, being a stay-at-home mom, you put everything in your kids, and when things don't necessarily go right, then you feel kind of like a failure. And that was what I was feeling at that time, and wanted to see what I'd accomplished and start working on some other things and do other things with my life. And saw the earned private pilot's license and called that day and scheduled my discovery flight. So 2 weeks later, I went to Sporty's Academy, which is here in Cincinnati. Started flying and was immediately just hooked. You know, it just kind of removed me from a lot of the personal problems we were having at the time, and gave me something to look forward to. And started flying like 3 days a week, really 100% gung ho, all in. And you know, when I first walked in the first day, I'm walking to the door, and I'm walking towards it, and I turn around, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I'm so scared to go in here, and I feel like, you know, I'm a woman, I'm older, and like, I don't know what this is going to be like. It was very intimidating to me. I went in and, you know, there's just a bunch of men in there. Everybody wants to be airline pilots, it seemed like. And, you know, it was scary. And then I wasn't sure I could do it. I wasn't sure if I was smart enough. I didn't really have, you know, I hadn't been in school in 20 years since I've been in college. It's like, I don't know if I can learn still. I don't know what this is going to be like. Soon as I started the Discovery flight, I loved it. And I was like, okay, I have to do this. I have to just do it, whether I'm scared or not. I've got to push forward. And with each lesson, it got more exciting and more fun. And my confidence just grew. And I could see, you know, that I could do things I wasn't sure I could do. And I was smart enough. And I wanted to somehow, because of that, I wanted other women to feel what that was like. And to be able to provide some kind of encouragement and or even just share what aviation can be like for women at any age. You know, my age, starting in your midlife, flying is okay. You can do that if it's something that you want to do. So I wanted to wear shirts that said, first thing I was like, okay, if I have some shirts that maybe say I'm a pilot, maybe people would ask, they can see, you know, oh, wow, she flies. She's a woman. She's 40-something years old, and she's a mom. She can also be a pilot. So I came up with a logo called Fly Girl and wanted to put it on some T-shirts. At the same time, I was at 40s, which is a kind of a well-known pilot shop. They have 40s pilot shop. It was really well-known in general aviation across the country. I'm pretty sure y'all have heard of it in Canada as well. And I think it was because I had been there training, I'd kind of gotten to know some of the people there, and I approached them to see if they would be interested in selling the product, and they were hesitant. They said, you know, we really haven't had a lot of luck with products for women in the past, but we're willing to give it a try. And we started with just like a few T-shirts, and at the same time, I'm growing my presence on social media and really trying to show on social media actively, like every day, what I was doing in my training, what it was like to fly, what it was like to be a career changer, I call it, someone that decided to pick up this interest midlife, and the challenges, the fun, everything that it had to offer, I wanted to show through social media where maybe other women could see it. So that's growing, and then the T-shirts start selling really because of the social media thing and people see what I'm doing and so they want a T-shirt. And I decided, okay, what else can I do? I was like, what else can I do to help get more women into this? And I knew that flight training is expensive. A lot of people struggle. It's not a cheap hobby. It's not a cheap thing to pursue as a career as well. So I wanted to establish scholarships. And I self-funded the first scholarship. It was a $5,000 scholarship. And then, you know, once the products were developed, I thought, okay, I want the proceeds from these products to continue funding scholarships. I want this to grow. I want this to be, you know, I want people to know what Fly Girl is and see that, know my story and know when they're 40 years old, they can pick up a new interest like this and they can do it. I'm just a regular person, was a mom, can, you know, do something totally different. And I wanted them to challenge themselves and see what they're capable of. And it just changed me. You know, flying made me so confident and made me feel like, well, if I can fly an airplane, then I can start a business. You know, just like.
And was this your first business, Natalie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think it's just awesome that, as you said, the proceeds from the clothing goes to a scholarship fund for other young women who want to get into aviation.
Yeah, it's you know, I've done some fundraising at events and things as well, and that's how I fund the scholarships now. A 40s does go in with me sometimes, and we'll collaborate on scholarships. I've been able to, since that first one, I've been able to give away, I think, around 7 or 8 scholarships. It's been over $25,000 worth of scholarships. So you know, I'm just a one woman operation. I do have a college intern that works for me sometimes, but everything that I do, or Fly Girl does is really just me. All the social media videos. I have a podcast now with the Whiskey Girl. Actually, we had an emergency incident in my airplane with my co-host of this podcast called Cockpits and Cocktails. And we talk about women in aviation and different jobs in aviation for women and what it's like and try to share all the different things that women can do in aviation. And it's grown. I mean, Fly Girl, we continue to come out with new products. 40s, we've been doing really well for them. Our relationship was great, and we sell through 40s. I also sell on my website, flygirlllc.com. And we're trying to come out with new products every season, come out with a couple of new products. There's the basic tee, which everybody loves. And I think it's a feel-good product. You know, you can buy it, and women like them because they're stylish, they're cut stylishly, and the money goes to helping other women with this. So it's, you know, the prices are reasonable for a t-shirt, nothing too outrageous, and people feel good about buying them and helping out.
And then have you created any products for the other side of the coin?
Yes. So I do want to say, you know, I have three sons, and there's been just a few people that occasionally say, why don't you have scholarships for men? Why are you so opposed to men? I'm not opposed to men at all. And I've had nothing but support from men. There may have been one or two men that have been a little, never like nasty or anything, but just a little bit typically don't really understand why a woman would want to learn to fly. I don't know, but we do have some men products. We have some shirts that say fly, and then we recently came out with Fly Boy t-shirts and baseball caps.
That's fun.
So they're super cute.
Tailored a little differently, I suppose.
Anyway, so yeah, it's done really well, and I love it. I love sharing. You know, I've formed a lot of relationships with a lot of other women in aviation. I go to a lot of the air shows. I'm always trying to put things out there to educate other women, young women, older women, about what's available for them to do, how they can be involved in aviation. Even if they don't want to be a pilot, then there's lots of other things they can do. Volunteering at air shows, which is something that I do. You know, working in an FBO. I mean, there's so many different things that you can do in aviation. If being a pilot doesn't appeal to you, it's such a fun, family oriented interest. I can't even call it a hobby because it's just like more than a hobby, I think.
Well, it's a vehicle to your dreams, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle. It's the aviation community are like my best friends, you know, and we get each other, and it's just a great, everyone's supportive, and it's just a great group of people.
Cockpit and Cocktails. How often does the podcast come out?
It's every 2 weeks, and my disclaimer is we don't have cocktails while we're in the cockpit.
Oh, thank God. I think there's probably some FAA rules.
Yeah.
What's your favorite cocktail when you're not flying, that is?
Oh, gosh. Probably champagne. Like vodka drinks, bourbon drinks. If I had to choose my last alcoholic drink, it would probably be champagne. Yeah. It's fun.
So what's on the horizon, excuse the pun, for Fly Girl?
Yeah. For Fly Girl, well, I want to continue building I don't even want to call it a social media presence, but it just doesn't, like, that community of women in aviation and more scholarships. And I just want to raise more money, give out more scholarships. It's a wonderful feeling to be able to help someone with their finances, to work towards their goal, their career, their dream. There's nothing more satisfying than being able to do that. And, you know, I love doing the Cockpits and Cocktails podcast. Every episode is like a new career that we talk about that I didn't know much about or that I learned more about, you know, military careers. I think it's, we've gotten a lot of comments about that and how some people don't want to be airline pilots, but they want to know what else is out there that they can do in aviation. So it's cool to be able to share these other experiences and careers and hobbies and things that other women do in aviation. So I want to continue to grow that, definitely.
Natalie, thank you so much for being part of Plane Talk.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great chatting with you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.